531. PMN News at 6. Talo Falava, I'm Atutahi Potaka News. A two-day conference taking place in Auckland this week aims to ramp up interventions that will lift the well-being of Pacific children. Child poverty figures have not improved for Pacific children since 2019, despite the government's child poverty programs. The conference features child specialists as well as health and social agencies who will review what works and what hasn't. Associate Professor Dr. Te Awila Percival says the Pacific Child Wellbeing Conference opens up the talanoa to find meaningful interventions.
To look at the big challenges we have, but also to celebrate the successes and highlight some of the great things happening in our community. We've got speakers like the Minister for Children and Children's Commissioner. Pacific children are really important. We need to really ramp up the interventions and the policies and the programs we know that will work.
The UN General Assembly has adopted a Vanuatu-led resolution calling for an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice on climate change and human rights. The resolution aims to clarify what the obligations of states are in protecting the rights of current and future generations from the adverse effects of climate change. The motion, sponsored by more than 130 countries, was greeted with cheers. The ICJ will now prepare an advisory opinion that could be cited in climate course cases. Secondary school teachers say they are exhausted from taking in extra roles to accommodate the steady exodus of qualified teachers. Wellington teacher Tamari Key Ferguson was among the 20,000 teachers who went on strike yesterday for better pay and working conditions. He says students today come with complex needs that place huge demands on school teachers.
Basically, I'd ask them to walk a day in our shoes. Kids nowadays, they come with so many complex needs and we are forever being asked to give of our time, our goodwill, our energy. It's just kind of a never-ending bottomless pit, I guess, of goodwill. There's barely any coming the other way.
The former head of a family violence charity has been found guilty for faking invoices to steal $44,000 from the organisation. Betsy Seal was chief executive of the Pacific Island Safety and Prevention Project, which got $2.5 million in government funding. She was found guilty on two charges and one other person on nine charges of dishonestly using a document after a judge alone trial in the Manukau District Court in January. Between them, they stole around $260,000. Seal is still to be sentenced. A community watch service is reorganising their ranks to relaunch a new and improved support system this week. Cook Island wardens in Tokoroa have restructured to help the growing Cook Island community in the area. Chairman Julius Daniels says their presence helps to keep tensions and tense situations calm.
When our people see our own people, instantly they drop their guard. They mellow down again and they're that young, cheeky person that you know in their own environment and it's not so confrontational with the police. Having the Cook Island wardens there, it's just to break down some of their barriers with our Pacific people especially and some of our Māori people as well. Having our people come and talk to them to de-escalate some of those situations.
New Zealand and Vanuatu have signed a partnership agreement for the first time in both countries' history. Kalia Strong is in Port Vila as part of the New Zealand delegation accompanying Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta.
Māori is a word recognised in the New Zealand and Ngāti Vanuatu Indigenous languages. The Māori Statement of Partnership highlights the links between the two nations and a shared commitment for human rights, environmental stewardship and peace. Points include improving two-way trade and improving access to safe drinking water, along with New Zealand providing $4 million towards sustainable tourism. $12 million has also been promised to the Pacific Insurance Program to speed up the process to get immediate cash relief following extreme weather events.
Two sports. Super Rugby tournament organisers are convinced stoppage time has been dramatically reduced in games following the introduction of a raft of law variations in this year's competition. Data provided by New Zealand and Australia Rugby from the first four rounds of the competition shows that on average more than 6 minutes of dead time has been removed from each game. The average match duration reduced from 98 minutes to 91 minutes and 46 seconds. The law variations have also seen the average points scored per match reach 61, the highest in the 27-year history of Super Rugby. That's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.